Thank you, Lissy, for joining us in the Jazz Cafe at WRHU, and congratulations on the release of this debut album and the wonderful review it was given in Jazz Times.
Oh, thank you so much. Nice to be here.
It's very much our pleasure. Tell us a little bit about your musical journey from classical music, which you studied as a child, to seventh grade when you decided to be an actress, and then to your career as a jazz singer.
Well, jazz was always in my house, particularly a female vocalist like Ella Fitzgerald. I played pretty much every day of my life.
Wow.
As a kid, in particular the Rodgers and Hart album, which I pretty much memorized. So I think when you do something every day and it gets etched in your brain and it just never leaves you. And at the same time, I was taking classical piano and then which I loved, and I also loved ragtime. That was around the time the state came out, and I got very into ragtime music.
But your parents were, or perhaps are still, classical pianists?
Yes, my dad was a painter, and they're both very big fans of art. We were always going to museums and traveling. They took me to New York, and we saw about 10 plays in 1 week.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, so I think that's sort of when the acting bug bit too. So I had kind of a lot going on at the same time.
You sure did. And you learned, as you mentioned, to play ragtime on your own. That's so impressive.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think having the classical music training really helped. It taught me how to read music, and I was able just to go to the music store. We had a wonderful music store here in Berkeley that had lots of sheet music, and I just picked out a bunch of sheet music and taught myself how to do it that way.
I don't think that's done every day. That's terrific. there's an eclectic mix of composers and musical styles in this album. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, I like to listen to a lot of different types of music. I listen to a lot of classical, jazz, a lot of independent rock, and a lot of classic rock. And I think that, you know, that's the kind of music I like to listen to, and I think that's all, come out in my choices here. And I think they all have certain things that are in common, like beautiful melodies. They all have beautiful melodies. They all have poignant lyrics. And to me, there's a thread that weaves throughout all of the different songs I've picked, and it all makes sense to me.
You seem to favor Irving Berlin, one of my favorites. There are three of his songs on this CD. What can I ask? What drew you to him in particular?
What'll I Do is the song that I heard as a kid, and again, it was the song that just stuck with me. It never left me. It would pop up when I was riding the subway.
Wow.
In New York or at the dentist's office in the grocery store. It would just pop up and I would start singing it. And
actually, it's a very sad song.
It's a very, very sad song. It's so sad. And I like sad songs a lot, actually.
You do.
And I do. And I like sad songs that have glimmers of hope in them.
Okay.
And I think that song does, because it's talking about a very, very deep love. And I think if you've had that in your life, that's a wonderful thing, and it should be sung about. And then once I started to work on that song, my husband is a cello player, and he said, the cello would be really beautiful on that. And I said, I think you're right. And so we started working on that, and you know, it sort of naturally developed into this sort of a folky take on it. And that led me to look for more Irving Berlin and find out more about him. And now I'm just a huge, huge fan.
Well, the one I picked, I almost wish now that I had chosen What'll I Do, but the one I picked is Isn't This a Lovely Day?
Oh, yes. Well, that's a great one, too, yeah.
Do you have a story with that?
That one, I was actually, the funny story about that one is that we were going into the recording studio. I kind of needed another song, and I thought, I'm just going to go back to my Irving Berlin songbook and, you know, play a bunch of stuff and see which one hits me. And that one did. And again, I think it falls into that category of, you know, it's raining outside, but we're going to make the best of it. And so it just fit in with everything else. And I showed it to my piano player. We came up with that arrangement and, we recorded it in, like, you know, 2 days after I had found it. So I was really lucky and happy to have found it.
Well, it's my favorite track on the CD. Here is Lissy Walker singing Isn't This a Lovely Day from her debut CD, Life is Sweet, composed by Irving Berlin back in 1935. All right here at WRHU.
Is frightening, the thunder and lightning seem to be having their way. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. The turn in the weather will keep us together, so I can honestly say that as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day, and everything's okay. Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea, the clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me. I can see the sun up high, I could see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it doesn't really matter if the skies are gray. As long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
So long.
I love Stephen Bernstein's trumpet on that and John Evans' bass playing. It's amazing.
It's all terrific. Why did you wait so long to record a CD?
Well, I was really busy in the theater. And then I had children, and the theater kind of stopped. And I, you know, as soon as they got old enough, what I really missed was the singing. So I started getting back into the singing, and then I slowly went back into it, but then it sort of went, you know, steamed along. And then once I had all the material, I was like, this is the time to do it.
Well, we're so glad you did.
Oh, thank you.
Give us a rundown on the wonderful musicians who accompany you on this album.
Oh, they're just the best. I'm so lucky to have found them all. And, Scott Nygaard is a dear old friend of mine, and he's an amazing bluegrass and jazz guitarist and has played all over the world. And John Arbour, the piano player, my piano player, is absolutely my favorite pianist here in the Bay Area and probably in the whole country. My husband, of course, is the cello player. And we have Scott Amendola on drums, who, has been on so many people's CDs and has done amazing stuff. He was on Madeline Peru's album. And John Evans, who's also the co-producer, is my bass player, and he's just wonderful. And Dave Ellis on sax on Saturday Sun. And, yeah, they're just the best. I love them all, and I'm so happy to have worked with them all. It was just great fun.
I've read that your husband Philip's other talent is a whistler.
That's right.
And member of San Francisco's premier whistling duo known as the Whistlers.
Yes.
Tell us about them.
Well, they have a CD out. It's a Christmas CD, and it's wonderful. They're very, very funny. They've done a lot of shows here in the Bay Area, and they've been whistling now together for, about 12 years or so.
They're terrific.
And, they're wonderful. When I do a tune, Phil will whistle on it as well.
I saw a snippet of them. Was it on YouTube?
Yeah.
they're very funny and very talented. They're just amazing. It's wonderful. Now, if people want to take a look at that on YouTube, I forget how you pull it up. Whistlers?
If you put in the Whistlers, you should be able to find it.
That's
yeah.
Whistle.
And that's whistle with an A-I-R-E-S at the end.
We're talking with Lissy Walker, whose new CD, Life is Sweet, has just been released by Strawberry Canyon Records. I love the arrangements, Lissy, on this CD with which I know you were involved. Tell us about that.
You mean the producing aspect?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of your question.
I love the arrangements on this CD.
Oh, the arrangements. Yeah.
And I know you were involved with some of them.
Yeah, it was really a collaboration. I think What'll I Do was the one that got it all started, and that, you know, was my husband and me working that out and kind of coming up with the idea of a folky take on things. And then when John Arbour came on the project, we met, would meet before the recording date, and I'd have ideas about the feeling of what I wanted to accomplish in the song, and we would sort of work together on those. And like on Waters of March, I wanted to have the guitar come out in front, almost like a James Taylor type of guitar treatment on that. And I don't know, the ideas just would come to me, and I got along so well with John R. Burr that we kind of like the same kind of music, and so that's how they kind of came about.
I know you studied singing, acting, where did arranging come in there? When did you have time to learn that?
I don't know. I think I'm just an arranger in general in life.
Oh, no.
I've worked as a stylist, and I like cooking. I think all of these things kind of come into play when you're arranging music, and really, it's really having an ear and being able to hear what's inside of your head and being able to articulate that and get it out there, and so everybody understands it.
You've been quoted as saying that the underlying theme of the album is redemption. Explain that.
Well, I think that, you know, these songs, they're about remembering love or wishing for love. And some of them, you're in love, but they all seem to be about that. And there's a sort of life is fleeting theme that runs through. There's a lot of references to our mortality, like in songs like The Waters of March, right. Saturday Sun, even Celluloid Heroes. They all touch on that. And I think that these songs, they're redemptive because they make you feel okay about all of that.
Okay, that's good. I like that. Of course, this next song, Let Me Go, does that fit in also?
Well, that would not fall into that category.
Okay.
that's the one song that's not like that. And I wanted to have a song that was not about that. And I think, you know, it's Randy Newman, and it's unsentimental. And so I had just a lot of fun with that one. Because I think that's part of it, too. That's part of the whole package.
Well, this next song, Let Me Go, with words and music by Randy Newman, known for his many film scores. And it's all right here at 88.7 FM.
Maybe I'll write you a letter. Maybe I'll give you a call. Maybe I'll drop you a line when I'm feeling better. Maybe I won't after all. Somewhere a river is flowing, rolling on into the sea. Somewhere a flower is growing that don't see me falling. I've been waiting so long to fall. Don't come to me if you think you hear me calling. Won't be me that calls.
You are very versatile. That is just terrific.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, it's just terrific. We've been
That's a really fun one, yeah.
We've been talking with the jazz singer, actress, producer, Lissy Walker, whose debut CD is Life is Sweet. For more information about Lissy, log on to her website. It's lissywalker.com. That's L-I-S-S-Y. Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, lissywalker.com. Thank you. Thank you, Lissy, so much for joining us here in the Jazz Cafe.
thank you so much. I really appreciate being here. It's been really fun. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.